Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Morning, Tausch.
Good morning, boys. How did things go last night for you?
We're hanging in. E and I did a 6 to 8 p.m. show. And we kind of weren't sure what to do with ourselves. Like, do you stay up and watch it come in? But you know, probably won't be decided. So do you get up super early? And
definitely wanted to stay up.
So what'd you do?
I did a little of both.
I had to call it. Otherwise, I knew I'd never make it to bed. I'd pull a Scafidi.
I see you guys. I did see you guys stuffed your face with pizza for a big stretch. Yeah. I saw your social media post, so that part's good.
We were promised pizza. I wasn't cheated. I'll tell you that, Tausch. It's an important part.
We're not going to pay you.
That's
right. We're paying you in pizza pies. It's perfect.
That was the deal we made. So Packers made some news yesterday. What do you make of the trade here? Moving on from Preston Smith, sending him off to the Steelers, so you keep him outside of the NFC, certainly outside of the division, and also Goody gets his seventh-round pick back.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that. And I think, you know, Goody has been very clear that he wants to get young and he wants to let his young players play. So I think had Preston Smith been dominating and doing a ton of great things, I think you probably don't make this move because it is nowhere near when the Brewers traded Josh Hader. I don't even really want to put that into the universe, but you just remember when that happened, how that kind of sent ripples through the Brewers clubhouse. That's not going to be the case. Preston is a respected veteran who gave everything he had. I think he's been here 6 or 7 years. But I think this is a move not even about dumping salary, but really about giving some of these young guys a chance. And I think the big beneficiaries of this are going to be Lucas Van Ness and Kingsley Enagbare. And Enagbare has been, I think, probably – I know there's been a lot of chatter about Rashawn Gary and what, you know, his lack of productivity with a four-man rush. But Kingsley, I think, has done some good things. And Goody wants his young guys to play. And that we saw that last year with the wide receivers, and this move of sending Preston, you get rid of salary, you get a seventh-round pick, and we all know how vital seventh-round picks are in Green Bay. You do all that, and I think you give these guys a chance to get a new lease on life from a starter standpoint, and just the amount of reps they're going to get now with Preston, even though his reps were dipping, I think you're now giving opportunities for these guys to showcase themselves.
I think interesting too, Tausch, you kind of let us know, like, this is not like the MLB trade deadline, like we see in baseball. A lot of movement, a lot of guys, whatever. Like, trades are just harder in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're a lot more difficult. And I think when you have 53 guys, now that's not to say, like, I thought last year when the Packers traded Rasul Douglas, when they were 3-4 or 3-5, I thought that was more of a sign of we're rebuilding. We're going to go and get a third-round pick and move forward and hopefully get better and then next year make that push. That's not what we saw. And it is, like, if you're a Washington Commanders fan this morning and you go pick up Marshawn Lattimore, I'm guessing that locker room gets that bump. And had the Green Bay Packers done something where they grabbed, I don't know, a Myles Garrett or Lattimore or someone like that, I do think that can give you a jolt, but I think from the subtraction part of it, you're not selling, I don't think, selling at this point. You're more, you're moving some assets and trying to cut a little salary and give Preston a chance to maybe get more opportunities than he was going to continue to get. Because I do think, and listening to Goody's talks yesterday after the trade deadline, it was all about giving Van Ness, giving Enagbare, and giving some of these young players an opportunity to get out there and that new juice. He just loves young players. He doesn't – anybody over 30 years old, beware. Because that's Goody is looking to replace you at any time.
Do the front office folks take a bye also? Do they go home or go to Cancun or do anything?
I think the coaches do. I don't know with college football not stopping and these guys just constantly grinding on film. I would hope they do, but I would bet that they don't. I know the coaches will get out. Like LaFleur said, all of the coaches can work remotely. They have like these little pet projects they have to do. But I'm telling you, from a player standpoint, from a coach's standpoint, this isn't, yes, getting physically right and letting Jordan's groin heal up and Jair's injury and everything else. But the big thing is just to get away from it and to not have to think. Just go and let your mind rest. And then when you come back, you get that rejuvenation and you just kind of have that whole fresh just a fresh feeling of let's make a push when you get back. So the coaches are going to have that. I doubt the front office ever does that, but the players will for sure.
And the Packers will put it on the road against the Bears in Chicago 1 week from Sunday. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet, guys.